sheets. I'd slide them down this corner that was down. I hung them long way on the line so they'd have a better chance to dry. Instead of doubling them up, you know, and hanging them up. So I hung them long way. And then as this end down here get dry, I go swap ends and change it, you know, put the wet end down.
Right.
And I got them all dry, except the quilt. It didn't get dry. And some of the trousers didn't get dry. But I washed every one of them. Eloise will say, Mother, don't you even tell me that. Anybody that would slave over a wash tub like that. And she said, you could bring those clothes right over here and wash them in my washer. But while I'm getting ready and going over there, I can have the wash, some of it hanging on the line. So that's fine.
That's really good.
About 3 weeks now I've done that. And my kids just get right after me for it. But after a while, I'll have to take them over there or fix my washer up one. My son worked on this one. Well, what happened, the hose started leaking, and I was washing. And the water got down in the motor seat, and it went like that. And, of course, I unplugged it real quick, but, ooh, what a stinking scent that made. Where it caught fire, you know. And but the next week, my son was over here. He lives at Oak Ridge. He turned that thing upside down and fooled with it a little bit, and found out what the trouble was. He said, I believe if you had new hose, it'd go. And he plugged the thing in, and it started washing again, but I've not got it fixed up yet, not got that hose. Depending on my daughter to go get them, I'm going to have to go get them hose myself. And either put them on or let him put them on for me and start it up again. If it'll wash, I'll use it.
That's good.
I only wash on it once a week, so that's not too bad. Most people wash every day. Well, you got these automatics, and you got a family, you need to. But I hand wash quite a few things, and my delicate things, I hand wash them, and then I just do the general wash one day a week. And you can wash spreads, you can wash quilts and blankets and sheets and all of that, and go around through.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's economical,
right,
isn't it?
Right.
There's other kinds you have to, every load you put in, you have to have new powders,
right,
and everything. And you can see how saving I am.
Yeah,
huh?
That's very smart.
I was raised up to be that way, and I haven't got over it. It's still
a good thing not to get over with.
And I know this uncle, you know, I told you that we lived in a house with. He said, if you take care of things when you have plenty, then when things get scarce, you don't have to worry so much. You've taken care of it.
You're right.
Where most people, when they got plenty, they throw it out. And then when it gets scarce, see, they don't have any. But he said, always take care of it when it was plentiful, and then you'd have it when you needed it. But they weren't so saving like that. They'd throw away, every year they'd throw away middlings, big old middlings, you know.
What's that?
Hogs, where you kill hogs. You didn't. I should have explained that if you have never raised in the country.
Uh-huh.
These big old fat sides where the seasoning meat and all that is, that's called middlings.
Uh-huh.
And
is it not edible, or is it just not very good eating?
Oh, it's to season with. Oh, it's good, but after
like
it gets,
that,
yeah,
oh,
like that,
I get it.
But they hang them up, you
uh-huh.
know, and then when the hot weather comes, after a while they get strong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we did with a lot of that, we cut it up and used it in soap, you know, made to ply. We didn't use the ashes up there. That was further back, you know. The ashes were further back. We just buy the can lye out of the store and make off the soap.